two women from Chugiak will become the new owners of the Skagway News in March. And cold weather has led to record-breaking energy use in the Upper Lynn Canal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. 2 weeks of below-freezing temperatures in the Upper Lynn Canal led to the region's all-time highest power demand this week. Just after 5 o'clock on Tuesday evening, the region was using 5.1 megawatts of power. Alaska Power and Telephone Operations Manager Lance Caldwell estimates that typical winter usage is about 4.6 megawatts. To put that in perspective, a small plug-in heater uses about 1,000 watts, so the increase is about 500 more space heaters worth of energy. APNT's Skagway and Gustavus manager Darren Belisle said that because of frigid cold temperatures and high winds, the company is supplementing hydropower with diesel to keep up with demand. He says diesel is about a quarter of current usage. 2 months ago, the owner of the Skagway News announced that he would give the newspaper away to a publisher with strong journalism chops and a knack for business. After reviewing hundreds of responses from interested candidates, Larry Pursley found two women from Chugiak who fit the bill. Pursley bought the Skagway News last year and has been managing the paper remotely from Anchorage, where he teaches journalism. It's a biweekly paper with a circulation of about 500 people. When the paper's editor quit in November, Pursley decided to find a new owner who could live in town year-round and edit the paper. He knew filling the position would be difficult.
Skagway News, like just about every other paper in the country, is having tough times with money and thought, this is going to be tough to sell and the money's not that important to me. I'd rather find the right person. So I figured, well, let's try something different.
Pursley announced he would give the newspaper away to someone who could keep it running strong. National media quickly picked up the story. It even caught the attention of late-night TV host Stephen Colbert.
Meanwhile, the town of Skagway, Alaska, is selling its newspaper for the unbeatable price of $0.
Hundreds of emails flooded Pursley's inbox. The letters of interest came from all over the world. Some were from reporters who had been laid off from newspapers. Others came from adventurers seeking a new start in Alaska. Pursley felt it was important to find someone who understood small-town life and how to cover it in a newspaper.
Their ability to adapt and become part of a community was probably more important than how many years of hard journalism experience they had.
Gretchen Wemhoff and Melinda Munson of Chugiak were selected from the 200 applicants. They learned about the opportunity through an article from the Anchorage Daily News.
And I shared it with Gretchen, and I don't know that she took me seriously.
No, actually, I didn't. She sends me a link and says, hey, this could be us. And I was like, right.
But Munson managed to convince Wemhoff to apply with her. They're both teachers for the Anchorage School District with backgrounds in journalism. They've written for publications in the Chugiak area and started their own web magazine called Alaska Family Fun. Wemhoff says they're excited to share their passion for journalism with Skagway.
We also are real excited about bringing the community more into the paper. I've been a journalism teacher for a long time, and Melinda has a degree in journalism, and we'd love to work with some of the youth.
Wemhoff and Munson visited Skagway in December and are busy looking for a place to live in the small community. Munson and Wemhoff will officially take over the paper on March 3rd. Meanwhile, the local newspaper in Haines is bidding farewell to one of its reporters this week. Jenna Coons is leaving the Chilkat Valley News to report on the effects of climate change in the Arctic. KHNS spoke with her to learn more about the new project and reflect on her time in Haines.
So I saw this grant opportunity. It's called the Connected Coastlines through the Pulitzer Center. And they choose reporters from, I think it was 15 reporters from all across the U.S. And I thought that I'd be a really competitive applicant because of my experience in Alaska and then the fact that Alaska is warming at twice the rate of anywhere else. And then Utqiagvik specifically is the northernmost community, so they are facing climate change at double the speed of anywhere else. And what happens there is sort of like a premonition of what will happen in other places. So I thought that it was specifically a really interesting place to go.
So you're going to be working with the Coffee and Quack podcast?
I am. So cool. I've looped Alice Kwani-Glenn into the project because I found her through an ADN article, and I was like, this would be the perfect collaboration. She's from Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow. She grew up there. She's now in Anchorage. She's a full-time podcaster, and the theme of her podcast is modern issues facing Alaska Natives. So I thought it was very applicable, and I reached out to her, and she said that she's been thinking about doing an issue on climate change for a long time. So yeah, this has allowed her to go home for 2 weeks. We're staying with her mother, and then she'll leave. She'll go back to work in Anchorage, and I'll stay on for, I'm thinking, 2 months, but I have a one-way ticket.
And I mean, have you done any like kind of podcasting or anything like that before? Is this a
Never.
New...
This is my first time speaking into a microphone.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Are you excited about it? I mean, what are some of the main things you're looking forward to, I guess?
Yeah. So I guess with Alice, it'll be us collaborating for the research. But I think that the podcast will be her creation and I'll do a written report.
Okay.
So it won't be like... I won't necessarily be creating the podcast, though we're not really sure on the specifics of how the final product will look.
You've been in Haines for a little while now, reporting for the Chilkat Valley News. You know, how has your time been here? What are your thoughts about reporting in Haines?
Yeah, it's been great. I've been here for almost a year and a half. I came in September of 2018, and I think it's been the perfect first full-time reporting position. It's been incredibly challenging. Something that I think is important for me to say is how much I've appreciated the engagement that I've gotten from readers and community members. I always think of one of my first stories that I reported was the Stand for Salmon Ballot Initiative. It was a packed house. It was like I was sitting on the floor. There were more than 60 people in the assembly chambers, and the assembly was voting on a position of whether or not they wanted to support or not support the ballot initiative that would go to voters. In my representation of what proponents for Stand for Salmon wanted, I said proponents for the Stand for Salmon ballot initiative thought that it would limit large-scale infrastructure development. And George Figdor wrote me a really kind email like immediately after that article came out, and he said that that changed the meaning of what proponents were saying, that that sort of skewed the narrative. And it really made me think. I wasn't offended at all. I was like, wow, Haines readers are precise and engaged and smart. He was right. He mm-hmm. was totally right. And feedback like that has made me a more thoughtful and a better reporter.
That was Jenna Koons. She worked for the Chilkat Valley News for the past year and a half. She'll be leaving Haines at the end of the week to report on climate change in Utqiagvik. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.